Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Donald Molnar about being a ghost doctor. Let me ask, because obviously, you, as you would say, a man of science, you are someone who, studies things, beyond just, hocus pocus type things that one would associate with ghosts and paranormal. How has it been for you, squaring up these two? Because the two worlds sometimes clash. Others would argue and say that, no, they can collide quite well and actually, somewhat work together. How has that worked for you, kind of combining those two things?
I think it has not been that difficult. I think I'm pretty open to it, but I'm also have a fair amount of skepticism too, that I really got to convince myself. Because I think it's easy to let ourselves believe that something's paranormal because you get so excited about it that you really got to make sure you're always pulling back a little bit and say, wait a minute now. Let me shake my head off and let me look at this, more objectively. So I think being a doctor and doing the paranormal stuff, I kind of have that. I think I'm a little better at maybe sometimes, or more, a little more likely, not so much better. I'm a little more likely to make sure I kind of pull back and kind of put it in check and kind of see. So I think, the science part of me is always looking for the natural explanation. And then once I can kind of eliminate everything that I can think of, then I'm left with stuff you just can't explain.
Yeah.
And that's not natural. It's, one of the things for me that I always tell people that's pretty convincing is some of these EVPs we catch, you catch these voices that shouldn't be there for any reason. And they're there and they're answering your questions. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm like, that's pretty compelling because scientifically, I feel that's something I could take to my colleagues or take to anybody and say, hey, listen to this and tell me what you think about this. Because every now and then you cross paths with people and they're like, well, how do you believe in that? And that's crazy. I'm like, well, why don't you listen to these EVPs and tell me what you think? And they're like, well, there's something definitely there. So, but I think, kind of going back to what we said earlier, I think the fact that I had such a open forum for believing in paranormal that it keeps me open science, even though I'm a scientifically trained and use science all the time, I think having that open-mindedness that something's going on, instead of just shutting it down all together, helps me kind of combine the two worlds of science and the paranormal. There is scientific study of paranormal things. Sure. There's a lot of parapsychology programs that have existed.
Yeah.
And there's programs now like, University of Virginia. I'm not associated with their program, but they have the Division of Perceptual Studies where they're doing medical doctors and PhDs doing scientific research and near death experiences and children with previous lives and psychic abilities and mediumship. So there is scientific study of paranormal stuff going on.
Sure.
So
Yeah, just not as widespread or mainstream or anything like that, but it right. certainly is going on. Let me ask you this, because we get so many stories from hospitals, and especially nurses. I get a lot of nurses that write in and call in, you know, on the night shift especially, that have had experiences. How about you, working in a hospital setting? Have you ever had experiences yourself?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. If you had a chance to look at my, my Facebook page, Haunted MD on Facebook. I've posted some different clips. We have, I work at a kind of like a small satellite hospital of our main hospital. And, where I work right now, it's, although I've been filling in at the main hospital, but, it's called a long-term acute care hospital. And what we do is we take people that are still pretty sick. Like they don't need to necessarily stay in the main hospital, but they're too sick to go to a nursing home or too sick to go to rehab or too sick to go home. Usually people are still on a ventilator or they got real bad wounds or they need antibiotics through the IV for a long time.
Yeah.
So we take those folks to where I'm at, but, so we have a smaller place and, our office where we congregate, it's not where we see patients, but it's where we kind of put our stuff down and kind of look up the information on the patients and all that. That office just has a ton of activity. There's always like, we have these motion activated lights that are always coming on in the bathroom, and there's motion activated paper towel dispensers that are going off. And there's four different work areas that are kind of two are nearby and two are kind of around the corner, so you can't see them. And you'll hear typing. Like you'll be in one of the workstations and you can't see the other one around the corner, and you'll hear like it sounds like somebody's typing, mm-hmm. but there's nobody there. The motion lights come on. I've caught all kinds of crazy evidence in there. In fact, I think recently every now and then I sneak some equipment in there, and I think I might have had some interaction with a friend of mine who passed away recently, which was kind of curious.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that experience.
So yeah, I don't want to say too much about the name, but so sure. I had a doctor friend of mine pass away. Mm-hmm. And let me jump back just a little bit. So I was doing a night shift. And at this place I'm talking about, and you know, in our office, we have a main office and we have two bedrooms. The two bedrooms are kind of have their own doors, and they also have their own bathrooms. And those bathrooms are the ones that tend to have the lights coming on and off. So anyway, so I was working night shift. I had laid down to go to sleep, and I started hearing a rattling on the door. It sounded like somebody was trying to open the door to come in from the main party office to my bedroom. And I'm like, what? You know, so I jumped up right away. I thought maybe somebody from the cleaning crew came in or something, and there wasn't anybody there. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then I thought, let me put out some equipment. You know, I always have like a little REM pod, and a little K2 meter. So I always have, you know, some.
What doctor doesn't have that in their bag of tricks?
That's right. You got to have that, right? And then I have a digital recorder. Yeah. I got some. I use these body cams when I investigate. So I always have a couple of body cams. Mm-hmm. Sure. So anyways, I set up some equipment. And right away, so I had some equipment set up. Everything was kind of set up for about an hour or so. Then all of a sudden the REM pod started activating a little bit. I was like, what is it? The REM pod started going off a little bit. I'm like, you know, so you start doing your thing, right? You're like, you know, is anybody here? Can you interact with the REM pod? So I started getting like pretty direct. And I actually had this video posted on my Haunted MD, pretty direct communication through the REM pod. And the short story is, it turns out I think I was communicating with a doctor friend of mine who had just passed away recently. And you can see if you watch the video that when I mentioned that, I'm like, are you a doctor? And the thing goes, the REM pod goes like crazy. Yeah. And it was like really excited. And I was able to kind of confirm that. I didn't say the doctor's name, but I said their initials.
Yeah.
And when I said a couple different initials, because I actually had two doctor friends die recently. So when I said the initials of the one friend who had died, the REM pod didn't go off. Uh-huh. But then when I said the initials of the other doctor.
Yeah.
Then it went off like instantaneously. So for me, when I'm working with equipment, I know the equipment has all these. I know some people are like, you know, the equipment's all hokey, and some people are, you know, love the equipment. For me, I kind of put it in context. If I'm using a REM pod and it seems to be getting intelligent responses, then I'm a little more open to it. If you're using the REM pod, it's just kind of randomly going off, then I kind of. You know, I don't put a lot of weight in that. But this particular event or this particular episode, it was like I was getting like, I mean, direct, like quick interactions. And then, you know, that kind of went on for a little while. Then it never happened again the rest of the night. So, you know, I don't think it was like some kind of outside interference because it seemed to be like right. It seemed to be I was communicating back and forth using the REM pod. But anyways, yeah, I was pretty blown away by that because, you know, even now, I still kind of question, was that real?
Sure.
But I seem to be communicating with my doctor friend who passed away recently.
Have you ever had any experiences with patients that they're especially towards the end? We hear many stories, especially in hospice type situations, where they're saying things, they're getting knowledge. I mean, it's not, it goes beyond just, oh, I think I see my spouse who's dead over in the corner or this or that. But they're actually like, there's information coming out of them that they seem to be getting from former loved ones or friends or someone that they otherwise wouldn't have or know. Have you ever been in a situation like that where someone who is near the end is somehow, they have some knowledge that they otherwise shouldn't have?
I have not, but I have heard stories about that. And I've had some nurses tell me, it's funny you mentioned about nurses having a lot of stories. A lot of nurses come up to me and they'll share their stories with me. I haven't had that, but I have had a couple instances where I walked in and, you know, one lady said she was seeing angels. You know, she was near death. One of the things I do with internal medicine is we end up having to kind of decide when enough's enough, help people decide like when they want to be, when they want to keep doing treatment to get better or whether they want to be comfortable and just kind of let nature take its course. So I've had a lot of instances where I've had to, you know, kind of make sure, you know, make sure they have medication so they're not in pain, not having anxiety, not vomiting, stuff like that. So one lady, she was a comfort care and we figured she was going to die recently or die soon. You know, I went into the room to check on her and she was looking up at the ceiling and she was like just smiling. And I look up at the ceiling. I'm like, what in the world? And I'm like, what are you seeing to her? And she goes, don't you see the angels? They're coming for me. And I'm like, what? You know, and I look up. That was before I was like really into the investigating.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she ended up dying like 2 hours after that. So she was seeing something. And she hadn't had a bunch of medications where I think she was hallucinating because of meds or anything.
And some would argue that, you know, it's meds or that it's just the body's natural way of dying. That people's for some reason this is what they seem to see or experience. How do you square those two up? Where some will say, "Look, this just seems to be the pattern of death," you know, versus no, this they actually are having this experience and it's beyond just, you know, a hallucinatory thing.
You know, I think you got to look at it like, I guess you have to look at each case kind of individually. You know, with this particular lady. You know, I had been kind of taking care of her, so I know she hadn't had a whole lot of medications. So in her situation, I think that to me, it seemed like she was really seeing something and really experiencing something. Now, other folks, it gets to be a little tricky, you know, if their oxygen is running real low and they have got a lot of morphine, you know, then it's kind of hard to know for sure if they're hallucinating or not. I guess it kind of depends what they're saying and all that stuff. If it's just, you know, kind of if they're seeing like bugs on the wall or stuff like that, then I think, you know, if it's just hallucinations, like if it's not relevant to their life, then I think that could be related to the medications or the dying process, oxygen. But when you have somebody who can kind of say, hey, there's my husband or there's my wife and, oh, he's got our dog with him. And, you know, something like that. And I had one person, this is about maybe 6 or 7 months ago, that she was passing away, but the family member was at the bedside and I came to check and she said, yeah, she was just talking to her dead husband who was coming for her. And then she died like, you know, within a couple hours after that. So I think there's something to it when people seem to be having like a real conversation with somebody that's not there. You know what I mean? Like, I think they are seeing somebody from the other side. And that's the sign that, you know, even being a scientist, I think there's something to that. And, you know, there's so many stories like that where, you know, people can, you know, they'll tell you that. And, you know, it's kind of like the same thing with the near-death experiences that what people experience a near-death experience is way beyond what you'd expect for somebody who's dying or a dying brain. So I think, you know, I think with people that are having the deathbed visions like that, I think you got to kind of look at the context. You know, what are they seeing? What are they saying? How much meds have they got? What's their oxygen? And I think in some situations it may be part of the dying process and the medications, but I think in other situations, I think it's a really, you know, something's happening where they're seeing their loved ones.
Did you ever have a moment when you, you know, were practicing medicine and maybe not so much into, you know, investigating or anything yet, but where you just, something happened, some patient had some sort of revelation and you just walked away from that room going, there's no way in hell I can explain what they just said or what they were, what we just experienced?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think back when. I think I've always been pretty open-minded to it. I think I never quite understood some of it, like,
yeah,
until recently, where I started, you know, really learning about near-death or the deathbed visions and things like that. I'm trying to think. I know there's been times before I started investigating where families would tell me, oh yeah, she's seeing her mom and stuff like that. And I think I didn't take it as seriously back then. You know, being a doctor, I never realized how much like death care, like near death care, I got to do, you know, like
sure,
how much hospice care we end up doing, which is, it's good because people aren't suffering needlessly, but it was more than I really kind of thought about before. But there was, I think there's probably times, you know, before I started investigating and had done a lot of research into it, where people would say stuff and I kind of heard it, but it didn't really register to me what it meant. And it's kind of along the ideas that, yeah, she was talking to, you know, the person was talking to their wife or talking to their husband and those kind of things. So
let me ask you this. This is an interesting one. Maybe we'll kind of close on this. Just kind of overall, having worked in that setting, in a medical setting, I'm curious, because I think on the outside, the non-medical professional, the regular person would be going, I bet nobody in here believes in ghosts. I mean, I think, you know, most people would think I can't talk to my doctor about anything like this because they're going to think I'm crazy and lock me up. But overall, between, you know, the nursing staff, the assistant staff, the doctor staff, what is the belief system of most hospital staff of the paranormal after having worked in it for some time and having all the experiences that people do in that sort of setting? Is it a high percentage that have adopted a belief in the paranormal, or is it still fairly small?
I think it's a great question, you know, and kind of along the same lines, you know, I have a lot of people ask me like, well, what do your colleagues think about what you do?
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And people, you'd be surprised. Now, I think I gotta say, I think you gotta look at the American health system versus like European, mm-hmm. because I've talked to some folks that, you know, in England, and they're like, oh, the doctors aren't having any of that stuff. But I think when you look at the, you know, the system here in the United States and doctors over here, especially younger people like my generation and younger, I think people are really open to it. I don't know how many times I've had my colleagues come up to me and say, oh my God, I got this story to tell you, or I, you know, or my family member had this. So sometimes people seem excited to be able to share their stories with me. I'm talking about doctors. So I haven't really come across a colleague of mine, a physician colleague, that's mm-hmm. given me a hard time about it or been like, why are you doing that? And even people that I thought would probably laugh at me and kind of like shun me a little bit, they're like, man, I'm really interested in what you're doing, man. I want to know more about it. And mm-hmm. yeah, oh yeah, I had these experiences. So I think doctors are going to be more open to it. They might be a little afraid to talk about it. Like,
yeah,
I think you're not going to find a lot of people like me who are going to be like out, you know, kind of investigating and talking about it. But I think you'd be surprised how many physicians are open to it. Now, nurses are definitely open to it. Like mm-hmm. you said, a lot of nurses really are into it, and a lot of nurses are investigating. And
yeah,
you know, I think people like paramedics and firefighters, those kind of folks yeah. are into it. So I think it's more accepting. I think, you know, you'd be surprised if you mentioned, hey, kind of have any spiritual things happening. And
yeah,
I think it's all the way you bring it up and all that stuff. But I think,
yeah,
I think people are pretty open to it.
It makes you wonder, because it's one of those things where I think initially the knee jerk reaction is, well, someone who gets into that field, they're, if they were previously kind of interested or into that, they're going to be proven or have something proven to them that's it's explainable, it's science, it's just this or that. But I wonder how much of it actually works the opposite way, where someone goes into it feeling, you know, we can explain all these things this way or that way, and then after having lived it and seen it firsthand with patients and hearing stories from colleagues and such, that they actually become more open to it because of just living and having the experiences that they have.
I think it happens. There's different people have written books. what was the, I'm drawing a blank on the one guy's name. He the book called Many Lives, Many Masters. He was a psychiatrist, and Weiss, Dr. Weiss.
Okay.
He wrote a book about basically about past life regression. He had he was a psychiatrist and was working with a lady and couldn't get to the heart of her anxiety, and finally put her under hypnosis and did like a past life regression and discovered all this stuff about the other, you know, the paranormal and, you know, heaven and stuff like that. And by going back and doing all this, it convinced him. And so I think it does. I think people do kind of start off, you know, kind of, yeah, that's nothing. And then as you have listen to patients and have your own experiences, you get more open to it. So I think the other thing that happens, too, is that some people get afraid of it. When you actually acknowledge, I've seen people, this happen to folks, when they finally say, you know what, there is something else besides the physical world, it freaks them out so much they don't want to deal with it. Like it throws off their whole, like their whole belief system and what they've known their whole life. So I've seen some people where they'll acknowledge it, but they don't want anything to do with it.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Donald. A big thank you to him for joining us and sharing his experiences on the air. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moro Casino, American a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.